Marcus D, AV, and our family member, Dr. Ian Smith. It's so good to see you, little brother.
Always good to come home. Always good to come home.
Oh, yeah. We have already been taking a poll at our text club. We have a new text club. Those of you who are listening, there's a vote going on right now at 23092. You can text the word men. At 23092, there will be a yes or a no. AV posed the question.
Are men afraid of commitment?
65% said yes.
Yeah.
35% said no. I can guarantee you that 99.9% of the women who are responding are women. Because I took up for my brothers, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of six kids. I have three brothers whom I love dearly. And I have one brother who is a total romantic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I know from his point of view, he's not afraid of commitment. I have another brother who is, you know, artistic and he just likes to have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just likes to be in a relationship that makes him happy.
Sure.
And then I have a brother who's married and has four kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he has the commitment thing down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, coming from the defensive big sister, I understand that. And some people don't understand that there are some really good guys out there who are not afraid of commitment.
Help us, Doctor.
And,
help
well,
us.
That's why I wrote this new book, The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex. This particular issue is one of the big issues in the book. And what I say is that it's not that men are afraid of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Men are afraid of the wrong commitment.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then dealing with the aftermath of a bad breakup. Listen, men have very large and fragile egos, and men don't like emotional stuff. We're just not wired that way. And
right.
So a man will say, I'd rather be extremely, you can never be 100% sure about a relationship, but they want to be as sure as possible, because when a breakup happens,
yes,
guys, believe it or not, though we may not cry in front of you, guys don't handle breakups very well.
Yeah.
And so a lot of guys, it's not like they don't want commitments. That's wrong. It's that they just don't want the wrong commitment. And it comes off as them not wanting to be committed.
Because it's about an investment. You know, you want anytime, we're good at investing. So you want a good return on the investment. And when you don't feel like you've gotten that good return, like you said.
And the other part of it is that when you have to deal with the emotional aftermath of a broken up relationship, emotional capital is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
guys don't want to spend that emotional capital on relationships. And so I say to women in the book, and by the way, I wrote this book not to say if men are right or wrong, Yolanda. I wrote the book because the book says these are the things that your man wants you to know.
Gotcha.
But for whatever reason, whether he's uncomfortable, he's awkward, he doesn't want to feel inferior, he won't tell you.
Right.
And so I'm saying it in the book because a lot of women have come to me, a lot of my friends who are funny, intelligent, successful, beautiful. And they say, I can't find a man. I'm like, how do you not have guys lined up around the block?
Right.
And what I realized and talked to them was that they were not understanding the cues or what their men were saying. They weren't really understanding. And so there was this huge misconnect. And this book really is about the communication between men and women.
So you got to give us the cues. Okay, because the cues can be confusing. The cues can be very confusing. Again, like I said before, before you came, I have three great sets of male influences in my life. First of all, my brothers, my family, and of course these great guys up here who give me laughter up the wazoo. Man, it is so hilarious. And then the guys that travel with me, my band members, my manager, my road manager, folks like that. And to them, no one's good enough for me. To them. And I'm like, yeah, but there's somebody out there that's good enough for me. And they say, and it's not, well, this is what they tell me. If a guy is afraid to approach me with them around, he's not the one.
Absolutely. Oh, man, love that. So you're getting good, solid advice.
I'm getting good advice.
Because if a man is interested, he is not afraid of whether or not others are listening, whether or not, what others will think about him.
Right.
Okay. Whether or not he has game and they're trying to, you know, sniff his game out. If a man is interested, he will make a proper approach. But I also realized that, Yolanda, that the other side of it is that this is a day and age where it's expected that women also be able to make the first move. You know, I say in the book that what your man wants you to know but won't tell you is that sometimes he'd like you to take the first step. Now, a lot of women get confused by that and they say,
yeah, because that's not how we were
that's
raised.
That's right, exactly.
We were raised to be ladies.
Yes.
We were raised to be, you know, especially here in the South.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
We were raised never to, you know, approach a guy, even if you like him,
right.
You know, there are other ways to do things.
But this is what I found recently. I found that a lot of women are approaching guys.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, this is a competitive marketplace.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So yeah. To put it in those terms. So
yeah.
if you're sitting back waiting, but all the other five are out there saying, hey, you want to grab a drink?
Right.
And by the way, when I say take the first one, I don't mean jump on a guy.
Right,
right, right, right, right.
I just
right.
want to say, hey, let's meet up for some coffee at Starbucks, something like that, right?
Create an atmosphere.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I like that. I mean, you know what?
Dr. Ian Smith, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, brand new book. It's called The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex. Now, you've got some myths that we need to address and get to.
Mm-hmm,
that people,
yes.
They're asking questions. Even you can send your question in via our text mobile club at 23092. Comment if you have a question for Dr. Ian Smith. Now, several things they want to know. Well, number one, of course, we addressed, are men afraid of commitment? Number two, do men always want to be in control? And are men afraid of smart, successful women? Because there's that myth that men are afraid of successful women and that we want to be in control.
All right, you hit the sweet spot. Okay, let's do the control first. Men, yes, they do like to be in control, but not all the time. And this is why.
Right.
Being in control is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most men will say to each other, I want her to shoulder some of the control because
gotcha.
This is a partnership and I don't always want to be responsible. Though society makes us think that part of being a manhood means being in control. Like when I grew up, my grandfather was supposed to be in control because he was the man.
Yeah.
Right.
Those days are over. Men
right.
really want to share responsibility and make it a partnership. The successful women thing. Now, a lot of my friends are successful,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and they have these problems. And I say to them, it's not that a man is afraid by your success.
Right.
It's that a man has a large ego and wants to be needed. When he feels like he's just a third wheel
yeah.
or
right.
not needed, then it's not that he's like hateration for your success.
No. Right.
He's just saying, this
no
ain't going to work.
Right,
yeah. There's no place for me.
Yeah.
So I say in the book, there's a way to incorporate your man, not demeaning what you've done, but there's a way to incorporate him so he doesn't feel like he's a third wheel. So
yeah.
that's the key. It's not that listen, I've never met a man that said, I want an uneducated broke
right.
woman.
At all.
You never will.
Thank God for that.
Right. Yeah.
So is it good? Now, here's another thing. Is it good that guys text instead of call?
Oh.
In this day and age.
Look at Liliana shaking her head. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Old school women like me, I've got to hear your voice.
Come on, Doc.
All right, let me tell you how this works. The reason why guys like to text is because texting is unemotional.
Uh-huh.
They can hide behind the text messages.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have to face rejection. Guys do not like rejection. I mean, we really crumble in the inside.
Okay.
So texting is a safe environment for guys. Okay, listen to me.
This
is why guys do it. Now,
it makes sense.
Now, I say to my female friends, if a problem with this, my friend in New York, Shelly Wade, says to me, but Ian, they just keep you tell your guy this. Listen, I don't mind texting you sometimes for mm-hmm. a quick little, hey, how you doing? But I need more FaceTime
mm-hmm.
and more phone time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If a guy is not willing to give you that after you've made the request,
gotcha.
Then you have to make a decision whether or not this is your kind of relationship.
Yeah.
But I want women in the book, I want women to understand why guys are texting
mm-hmm.
and to understand that a lot of it comes from insecurity.
Right.
It's a safe zone for guys.
Right.
And there's a way to, guys have very, and this is going to sound crazy, guys are very emotional and they're very sensitive. And
mm-hmm.
there's a way to get to a guy's emotional core, not by confronting him. That's not going to do it.
No.
But there's a way to coax it out of him and talk to him about like, hey, you were texting a lot. Like, I want to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice little conversation. But if the guy doesn't want to make a change,
yeah,
then you got to make a decision.
The book is full of things that men want you to know, but for whatever reason, they won't tell you. But Dr. Ian Smith, he's put it down, The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex. Doc, you always bring us some vital information.
We try. Hey, we have a tour coming up. Can I mention that?
Uh-huh,
we got
a
great tour coming out. Go to our website, truthaboutmentor.com. We got Boris Kodjo.
Mm-hmm.
We got CSI's Hill Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there and a local. Go to our website. This is a conversation between men and women about relationships and dating. We're going to many cities. check us out, truthaboutmentor.com, and send me a tweet. Tweet Dr. Ian. I'm at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor. You know you got to get hip now with social media, right?
Yeah.
At Dr. Ian Smith.
Yeah.
Doctor, you're going to have to come back, man.
I miss you guys. It's always good to come on home, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. It's so cool.
All right.
It is available, The Truth About Men, Dr. Ian Smith, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex, Things That Men Want You to Know But For Whatever Reason Won't Tell You.
And you'd be surprised. You need to get the book, ladies, today, because there's some really good stuff in here. And I'm not just saying it because I got the book. I'm just saying it because it's a great book.
He's just good. He's good. Don't tell all the secrets, Doc.
See, there you go. It's the truth.
It's 26 before the hour. Wake